This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
That's right. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today. This program has been on the air since 1995 in this particular time slot. Started actually as a part-time show, kind of moved around on the distribution network that I was on at that time, called Talk America Radio Network, so from 1992, before settling in at this time slot in 1995. And of course, we've expanded, adding additional hours, and thank all the stations for their support and all the listeners for their support. Telephone-wise, if you have any questions for our guests in this hour of the program, they can be reached at 855-660-4261, or if you prefer to email, no problem, that's bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, easy enough for me to say. We've got Daniel behind the board running everything at Master Control in Minnesota. And this hour we're going to be joined by two different folks, and we're going to be telling you about some really cool stuff. And we begin by bringing forth to the airways of Auto World a woman who is the head of Automotive Americas for digital security provider Gemalto, and her name is Kate McGaughan. Kate, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Why don't we begin by telling folks a little bit about the company Gemalto. How long have you been around, and tell us a little bit about some of the things that you do.
Sure. So we've been in business since 2006, when a joint venture was created by two companies, Exalto and GemPlus. And since then, Gemalto has been a leader in digital security, probably best known for SIM cards. But really, we provide security in a lot of different industries, such as financial, so everything from digital payment transactions to government and providing and verifying secure identity documents. Of course, we still have our famous SIM cards from many years ago, but additionally, we provide other types of services like secure activation for those cellular networks. We also secure enterprises, and we connect things in the Internet of Things space, and of course, much more.
Yeah, it sounds like a very busy and challenging job today. In 2018, security issues are becoming more and more a problem.
Absolutely, absolutely, especially in automotive where I'm specifically focused. So the industry has changed quite a bit from what it once was. It was very mechanically focused, and now every vehicle has so many electronics on it, and that opens up a lot of complexity and a lot of opportunity as well to create things like personalization and conveniences for drivers. But with that, of course, creates a few threats and risks that need to be mitigated, and that's where my team is helping out automotive companies.
That's great. And Daniel, I'm getting some reverb of myself in my headphones, so if you could adjust that, that would be great. Meanwhile, Kate, in recent times, you've been working, helping in the security area with a company called Faraday Future, and tell us a little bit about what you've done for those folks.
Sure. with Faraday Future, we have very specifically helped them create a secure infrastructure, which enables them to have their vehicles communicate with their servers more securely. That includes things like providing a trust anchor, which helps them store and manage cryptographic keys, as well as helping them to create the architecture to enable those communications. And one of the reasons that we were working with them was very specifically around some of the use cases that we see across multiple types of vehicles, and that's everything from over-the-air updates. Because if you think about it, everybody updates their PC computer or their phone to be able to have the latest software version, which enables them to have the most security possible, any patches that need to be done, updating new features. Well, now that cars are containing so many more electronics and software that's really running the vehicles, they need to be able to have those updates too. But of course, because it is a risk, as you have people and their lives at risk while they are riding in such vehicles or driving such vehicles, you want to make sure that that's done in a very secure way. And that's, of course, making sure that nobody is tampered with the updates that you're sending down, for example, and also making sure that you know where that software is that is coming from, so that it, when it's integrated into the vehicle, it's not containing anything malicious or malware that might tamper with the functioning of that vehicle.
Which is so common today. And you even get, you know, some people sending you alerts that your computer has been infected when, in fact, it isn't. It's just an ad for a service to buy, to sell you some sort of security. But there's a lot of confusion out there in the realm of computers in general. And when you look at the kind of computing power that today's vehicles have, I mean, even a smartphone today has more computing power than the lunar module, which landed on the moon all those years ago. And now we've got cars with absolutely incredible amounts of computing power.
That's very true, and that will only increase as autonomous vehicles become more and more ubiquitous. They'll need to not only have conversations with other vehicles, but also things like traffic lights, with fast food restaurants that we might be going to and pre-ordering our meal. And so it's really important that within this network that all of the vehicles and the things that they are communicating with, that is done in a secure way. And we also look at how humans are creating more interaction with their vehicles to be able to get other types of personalized services. That creates a lot of data. And data, obviously, we want to make sure is protected. Our car knows where we go, and it knows what radio stations we listen to. And that's a very valuable asset. And we want to control that and make sure that there are not malicious hackers and other people out there that could easily steal that.
And that's a big job, to say the least, in keeping up with technology. I know the automakers themselves, I've been going for many years to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and 3 or 4 years ago, one of the veteran people from the now Consumer Technology Association said to me, you know, because I've been going for about 20 years or so, and so is this executive, and he said to me, Bob, I came to CES this year, and an auto show has broken out because there were just so many auto manufacturers displaying, and there have been world debuts there, and we're going to see more auto participation at CES in the future. When we come back, more with Kate Megan from Gibraltar, and we're going to talk about technology and your automobile and how to safeguard it and what Gibraltar is doing to help make sure that everything goes smoothly. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Our very special guest is Kate Megan. She is head of automotive for the Americas for digital security provider Gemalto. And we've been talking about all kinds of emerging technologies and how technology and automobiles and security are all meshing together, and the need for security gets greater and greater each day. Kate, you mentioned with some of your work with Faraday Future there that you were working on, it sounded like it was a keyless car So how will that work? I know I've heard rumors of that. Does it use fingerprints, or what is the general? Of course, it would vary from manufacturer to manufacturer, but what's the general idea about this, having a keyless vehicle?
Sure. So to clarify quickly, with Faraday, what we're doing is creating sort of the backbone of a security infrastructure to be able to build off multiple services for them. However, transitioning quickly to keyless cars, because that is a very, very interesting use case across the entire industry, we envision this being actually a multi-step process. One of the things that we see as being the first step, of course, is the natural progression of using your phone to be able to access the vehicle. And, of course, to do that, there are other things to take into consideration, which is how do you secure that communication between the phone and the vehicle. And that's one of the things that Gemalto is working on. But also, what are the other types of identity recognizers, if you will, that you could use to enter a vehicle? And that could be anything like facial recognition, fingerprints, assuming that there would be the same hardware. PIN codes, of course, we already have. It could be a wearable. It could be a technology that we don't even know yet because we haven't made it that far to having it in the general space and in general use. But the interesting thing is that we see a definitive progression of being able to get rid of the traditional key fob and needing to carry that around and make it more convenient for the users. And as you move on to multi-user scenarios and you want to ensure that the proper person is getting into the autonomous vehicle that they are hailing a ride from, of course, that also requires some type of identification before that person enters the vehicle.
Very true. And, boy, it's a brave new world when you stop and think about the fact that we're not that far from having autonomous vehicles driving like taxis or Uber or Lyft.
Absolutely.
and picking up people with no driver. I mean, talk about futuristic. That is really at the cutting edge. Let's talk about autonomous vehicles. I mean, there's kind of a mixed feeling out there among Auto World listeners about the autonomous vehicle. I mean, people who love to drive are always going to want to drive in some capacity. Certainly, you can't overlook the safety benefits of the autonomous vehicles. However, in these early stages, we're seeing from various manufacturers some errors, and people think that they're safe, where in reality they're supposed to be on guard, watching, just in case the autonomous vehicle doesn't recognize a turn or something. Do you think that's something that will always be true, or are people going to be able to get into their vehicle and, you know, sit back and watch a movie, or are all hands going to be near the wheel and looking out at what's coming up?
I personally think we'll get to full autonomous without having to pay attention to what's going on, but there are a few things that are dependent on that. First is, of course, making sure that vehicles can talk to each other and that vehicles can talk to pedestrians and bicyclists and motorcyclists, which becomes a very large part of the infrastructure, because it's not just vehicles driving by themselves in a bubble, if you will. There are other things that need to be considered. And once those vehicles can talk to each other and all of these other parts of the ecosystem that is a road, then I think it starts to make it more secure, because you can anticipate where those will be and not have to see them utilizing cameras and radar and LIDAR and other types of technology that are currently on autonomous vehicles.
And again, the security factor is so, I would imagine, just difficult just to get everything perfect.
Of course. I think it'll start in smaller regions. So you already see autonomous vehicles being deployed on college campuses and in other known ecosystems. And I think building that out as cities start to become smarter, start to want to engage in having a safer ecosystem with vehicles in their city streets, not have to deal with the traffic from parking. I heard a statistic somewhere that 30% of traffic is created from parking within a city center. So that's a fairly significant amount of traffic that could be eliminated. And then you think about how cities are designed and how they were designed originally around the horse and carriage and then vehicles. And now what happens when the vehicles are not the center of the city? And how do you really align that around people and how people use it? And do the vehicles really need to get down every street? So I think there's some progress to be made. Obviously, security and making sure that everything that's communicating with each other is a huge part of that as well. But also, how do we really push that forward and see how we can make this type of technology a part of everyday life and doing it in a safe way so that it can anticipate where these things are and create less and less accidents?
That's great. Well, you're doing a wonderful job and a difficult one. If folks would like to find out more information about Gemalto, do you guys have a website or any social media that you would like to promote?
Absolutely. Our website is www.gemalto.com. That's spelled G-E-M-A-L-T-O.
Perfect. And putting you on the spot here, how many years do you think we are away from truly autonomous vehicles? That do you think it's going to happen within this decade? In the 2020s, when do you think it's going to happen?
I think we'll have field-ready vehicles in the 2020s. Whether or not they're ubiquitous at that point, I think, is left to be considered. There's, of course, time to get everybody on board and all of the older vehicles transitioned. So I think we're looking at a couple decades before we really see that as being mandatory and every vehicle being addressing that type of communication.
Very well said. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Firefighters continue to battle the Ferguson fire in Northern California, that fire forcing mandatory evacuations near Yosemite National Park. CAL FIRE Captain Christian Lilliman.
Crews on the ground, fire crews in fire engines, putting water down on it. They are utilizing all the tools that they have to try to create breaks and create a buffer zone.
Red Cross is on the scene providing shelter for those evacuated. An alleged gunman is in custody after a three-hour standoff at a Los Angeles supermarket that left the store manager dead. Dozens of shoppers customers and employees were held hostage. The suspect eventually surrendered. Michaela Wilson was in the parking lot when the shooting started.
They were just telling everyone to get down in their cars and try to duck for safety. And me and a couple other people I know were in our cars for a good 30 minutes.
Prior to a police chase, the gunman allegedly shot his grandmother 7 times. She survived. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you very much. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. Check out the network's website as well, gcnlive.com. They've got Auto World in podcast form, in archive form, in on-demand form. Lots of cool stuff to be found there, and lots of, hopefully soon, changes coming to my website with some more multimedia features. As we continue our parade of great guests, we bring forth, this is my new latest term, I've used it now a number of times, let's welcome Scott Hall from Swapalease to the airways of Auto World. Hey there, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show, Bob.
Let's talk about a company. There are two different companies. There's Swapalease and then there's Wanalease. Now, Wanalease is the new one, Wanalease.com, and I understand this is the nation's first online car lease marketplace for new lease deals. Tell us more, Scott.
Yes. As many of your listeners know, we've had the Swapalease website running for quite some time now, almost 2 decades. And the focus of Swapalease is to actually transfer leases between individuals. Quite a few years ago, we also started to experiment with a website called Wanalease.com, and we've been developing it and improving it over the years. And the idea behind Wanalease is a one-stop website where potential lessees can come and shop leases across different makes. Many of the websites out there that manufacturers sponsor at this point in time do a pretty good job of posting their leases, but it can be difficult to cross-shop between brands, and that's the idea behind Wanalease, an easy place for consumers to go and see what leases are available between different manufacturers.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because there is so much information out there and confusing information, and if you want to get the best deal for yourself, if you want to compare brands, up until now you haven't had that opportunity, and this also gives you the opportunity to take a perspective, take a step back and look at what the different brands are doing from month to month, which is a great advantage for consumers.
Absolutely. We had a lot of feedback from our users that they were actually using Swapalease as a benchmarking tool to see what leases should go for on a particular make and model. And we had many users also, I don't know if complain's quite the right word, but note that it was somewhat cumbersome to go between the different manufacturers' websites and look for the best lease deals out there when they were in the market for a new vehicle.
I understand several automotive brands offered discounts in July on trucks and SUVs entering into the beginning of the month, while many small to mid-sized vehicles either increased or retained their current lease prices. And if you're looking for the lowest priced of all vehicles, that goes to a particular vehicle from Nissan. Tell us about this offering.
One of the vehicles out there that we've witnessed some very attractive leases on over the months that we've monitored this is the Nissan Altima. And presently, they're advertising a $129 per month lease payment, so a very affordable lease payment on a vehicle that offers a lot of value to the consumer.
A vehicle that has really come a lot more upscale. I remember the Altima was more of a lower tiered vehicle. Now it's kind of a little bit of a junior version of the Maxima. There's a lot of standard equipment and a lot of goodies. The Ford Focus is always a popular vehicle, but I understand for July that wasn't necessarily such a good deal when you looked at it versus the Nissan.
Yes, actually the Ford Focus, even though it didn't go up too greatly in payment, there was a slight increase, which may indicate that Ford's seeing a strong demand for the Ford Focus.
And are people still looking at trucks? I mean, it seems to have become what America buys for the past 30-some-odd years. The best-selling vehicle has been the Ford F-Series, and that's surprising if you really stop and think about it because, you know, growing up, you know, it wasn't that everybody had a truck, but nowadays it seems like more and more people are making the truck, in some cases, the family vehicle. And, of course, SUVs continue to be very, very popular in addition to the crossover vehicles. But a lot of people like the large truck-based SUVs. Give us an idea of the landscape right now with trucks and SUVs.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. The index that we keep for the monthly lease payments across the different manufacturers actually showed very little change in the large pickup offerings in terms of leases. And it's my opinion that there's such a strong demand for these leases that the different manufacturers may have kind of hit their sweet spot in terms of where the monthly payments need to be on those full-size trucks. Now, somewhat interestingly, one of the better values that we saw, or at least in terms of change from month to month, we actually saw better than a 12% decrease on payment for the GMC Canyon Crew Cab. So even though that's not a full-size truck, we did see a great offering by GMC on that particular vehicle. Now, in terms of SUVs, whether it would be more of the small, medium, or large category, we saw a little bit of volatility as well. On the small side, the Equinox actually had a reduction in payment of nearly 20%, which also is obviously a great value for many automotive consumers. As you move up the up in terms of size, didn't see as much movement as that. Did see a great deal posted on a new Toyota 4Runner SR5, over a 7% discount. And then as you move into the larger SUVs, there was a little bit of change. But again, I think the popularities behind those the popularity behind those types of vehicles may indicate that the manufacturers are happy where they are in terms of moving those units over the curve.
We're chatting with our good friend from Swapalese and Wanalese, Scott Hall. If you have a question, if you're in the market right now to lease a car and have a question, by all means, pick up the telephone, give us a call, 855-660-4261. If you're listening to us via podcast or later on, that doesn't mean you can't participate. Just send me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com, and I will get that question over to Scott ASAP. Let's talk a little bit about the GMC Canyon Crew Cab. This was a kind of a neglected part of the truck marketplace, the midsize segment. There were a couple of vehicles that were really strong in there, the Toyota Tacoma. Nissan had a player in there as well that has been doing quite well for years. But last year when General Motors came out with the two midsize trucks, they sold a lot of them. And because of that, we're seeing the return of the Ford Ranger, and we're seeing a lot of people who are perhaps now interested in a small or mid-sized truck and not necessarily the large truck. So I imagine you're going to see a lot of great lease offerings on those.
Absolutely. I think we'll see a strong market for those mid-sized trucks, and you're absolutely correct in the fact that the GM brands, when they came on a couple of years back with their new platforms, they've really done a great job and really put some life into that market, because some of those vehicle platforms were aging to some degree.
So true. We'll take a pit stop, put it in neutral. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk more about Swapalese and also talk about the latest one is Wanalease.com. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're talking about leasing with Scott Hall. He is the man from Swap a Lease and Want a Lease. If you have any questions, fire up an email, bob at autoworldradio.com, or give us a call, as we've got some open lines. Daniel can help you out at 855-660-4261. Let's talk about the Ford Fusion. This is an interesting vehicle, and to me, it's a shocking decision that Ford has made to get, you know, out of the car building business. I mean, growing up, my family was a Ford family, and there was all kinds of vehicles offered in every different size and every different category, and now we hear in the not-too-distant future that they're going to be focusing on trucks and crossovers and SUVs, and the focus will remain, but it will become more of a crossover vehicle. But one vehicle introduced a few years back in the midsize sedan realm, the Fusion, is an extremely good-looking vehicle, in my opinion. It has styling cues, actually, that were taken from Aston Martin. There was a time when Ford owned Aston Martin, and they took some of those direct styling cues and put it in the Fusion. It's Lincoln's stablemate is the MKZ, which is a little bit different design, but also very futuristic. And, of course, this whole perhaps ceasing of production of cars, with the exception of the Mustang, you know, puts the Lincoln brand up in the air. You know, they've got a couple of sport utilities now and a crossover, but it's an ever-changing world. But what's going on with the Fusion? I understand the price of a lease on the Fusion has actually gone up, Scott.
Yes, it is. Yes, it has. It actually went up nearly 11% over the previous month, and that is interesting to see because of what you noted with Ford starting to move away from passenger cars. Typically, what you might find in a situation like that would be more some discounts to start moving those vehicles. So that is definitely another interesting move by Ford, if you will, when it comes to the Fusion.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's complicated, and it seems like, as a whole, I don't know if you notice the shift, but there seems to be, at least at the present time, a shift away from traditional sedans towards the crossovers and the SUVs. It doesn't seem like as many Americans want to be driving the traditional sedan. They rather would have something with a little higher ride height and a little bit more cargo capability. So that puts a lot of sedans in jeopardy.
There's no doubt about that. Something else that you're seeing, too, with many of these new, more efficient engines, that there's very little difference in fuel economy between the crossovers and smaller SUVs in relations to sedans. And I think that's one of the things that helps sedans hang on as long as what they have, because, as you noted, many people do like that higher ride height from a visibility standpoint, and, of course, the greater capacity when it comes to carrying your cargo.
Cargo carrying is definitely an area in which the sport utilities can shine. More and more vehicles are being offered in all-wheel drive configuration, and that includes sedans. So, you know, the bad weather factor isn't so much of a kind of a turning point for sport utility vehicles. And even though they have the higher ride height, most people who own SUVs and crossovers never take them off-road. You know, about as far off-road as they go is into the supermarket parking lot. But nevertheless, some people like that elevated driving position. It seems like more people like it than not.
I definitely, from different consumers I've talked to, there's no doubt about that. They much prefer to be up higher in many cases. I can speak from experience personally. My wife refuses to drive a more conventional vehicle anymore because she feels much safer having that greater visibility, just being up several more inches, and just gives her a better, more comfortable feeling when she's behind the wheel. And I've heard that from many others as well.
Let's talk a little bit about Swap-A-Lease. We got a question from Peter in Cincinnati who wants to know a little bit more about what you're doing there. He's never been to the site and wants to know if he can jump on somebody's lease. How does it work?
Sure. Absolutely. It's great to talk to another Cincinnatian. Now, of course, we're based in Cincinnati, Ohio. But basically, the premise of Swap-A-Lease is an online marketplace where people can come to get in and out of their automotive leases. So we actually call people that want to get out of their lease, even though it's a little bit of a misnomer, a lease seller, and people that want to take over those leases, lease buyers. And it's our job at Swap-A-Lease to match up those individuals and help walk them through the process with whoever the leasing company is holding that lease to make sure that both parties are taken care of and all T's are crossed and all I's are dotted. A very simple way to think about us, and I think I've used this before, Bob, is we're like a dating service for car leases. We want to match up people, again, who want out and with people who want to get in.
Very good. And the other thing that we've touched on in the past, but another thing that a lot of folks are not aware of, some high-end car companies are offering these subscription models where folks pay a monthly fee, and in some cases it's quite a large monthly fee, and have the capability of driving a different vehicle of that brand, you know, every week, or they want a sports car this month, they want an SUV on the weekend. It's a whole new world there, and that's strictly in the realm of higher end vehicles, and it's kind of an experimental form, but Swap-A-Lease gives you the opportunity to do something like that too. If you're unsure about getting into a purchase situation with a particular vehicle, supposing you've never owned an SUV, here's a great opportunity to take over somebody's lease for a few months, see what it's like to live with that vehicle before you actually purchase it or lease it for many, many years, because we're seeing the loans and the leases being extended for quite some time. But it's a good comparison feature for folks to look at Swap-A-Lease as a good way to test drive something that they may be interested in more permanently.
No doubt about that. And there is a lot of press recently on these different subscription models. And Bob, you're correct that it typically does lean towards your higher-end luxury models. And interestingly, I just read an article in last week's Automotive News comparing four or five different subscription services from some of your top-end manufacturers and basically compared those directly to what a lease might look like over a three-year period. And the subscription services were very expensive at this point. So they're still trying to kind of figure out the economics behind those. But at this present time, it is a very expensive way to go about getting a vehicle. Now, of course, you do have the flexibility of switching between models. However, for your average person, I think it's just kind of out of reach at this point. To some degree, Swap-A-Lease does permit you to have some of the benefits of a subscription model. And of course, you're able to switch cars greatly more frequently than what you would if you stuck with your normal lease term. And typically, lease terms are in that neighborhood of 3 years or 36 months. So right now, we do have, in my opinion, leasing does have quite the edge over the subscription model. It'll be interesting to see as we move forward if that gap starts to narrow in the future.
And a question from Kenneth in Washington State, and he wants to know a little bit more about Wanalease. He wants to know how often you guys update the information there.
Oh, that's a great question on Wanalease. We update Wanalease every 30 days at a minimum, and we also it's not uncommon for us to go on there during the month as well as we learn of new programs being offered by the various manufacturers. So at least once a month, in some cases more frequently than that, depending on what the different manufacturers do with their leases. The typical term you see on a lease offering by a manufacturer is right in that 30-day range.
Perfect. Swap-A-Lease.com and Wanalease.com. They're the two websites to check out. Scott Hall has been our very special guest. Thank you, Scott, for being a part of Auto World.
Thank you very much.
That's going to do it for this hour of the program. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.